Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. I'm Jennifer Adler, your host and a nutritionist for more than a decade. Over the years, I've helped clients to lower their cholesterol, combat depression, work with cancer, diabetes, lower their blood pressure, all through nutrition, because food is medicine. And on Passionate Nutrition Radio, I'll answer any nutrition questions that you call in with throughout the show. So our call-in number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. So please call in with any nutrition questions, things that have come up in your life that you would like to share. So this week, I had an interesting chain of events that have happened. You know, if I look back, I started my nutrition practice, I guess, about 12 years ago. And it started where I was just a solo practitioner. And, you know, I would meet with clients for nutrition counseling one-on-one. Over time, you know, it built where I had a waiting list. And I remember what happened. I wanted to go. There was a workshop, actually a Byron Katie workshop, for those of you that know who she is. There was a month-long Byron Katie workshop that I wanted to do. And it would have taken me away from my clients for a month, and I had a waiting list. And I got really stressed out, and I said, wait, you know, I can't go away for this period of time. What can I do? And someone who was very business savvy said to me, well, why don't you bring somebody else on that has the same nutritional philosophy that you do, and they could see your clients while you're out of town, and they could also start seeing the people on your waiting list. So that was actually what prompted me to bring on that first additional person into Passionate Nutrition. And, you know, as with anything, it had been me for all those years. So transitioning to having another person on board, there were a lot of kinks that we worked out and systems that we got in place where it wasn't just all in my head. It was where we kind of standardized things, operations. So that's when once I brought that person on, and then she got really busy, and we needed to bring on another person, and so we brought that person on, and it just kind of snowballed from there. So now at this point, you know, we have 12 offices, 12 or 13, actually 13 offices, and there's 30 nutritionists, and it's really grown over the years. Well, the natural next step to have happen in this kind of trajectory is that I need to write a book. So there's been this book proposal. Actually, I got really lucky. I mean, it's kind of one of those amazing breaks. I write in a lot of magazines or articles or things like that. And there was a New York literary agent that read one of the articles that I was featured in and that I had written for. And she contacted me and said, okay, I want to represent you as your literary agent. Let's get this book proposal and let's get this out there. So, you know, it kind of fell in my lap almost in a way, like to get a call from a literary agent saying that they wanted to represent me. This is a really big break. And so the proposal went out. And this week, actually, someone from it's a division of Random House, they signed and there was some bidding back and forth with another publisher, but it settled on this division of Random House, and things got signed this week. In terms of January of 2015, there'll be the book, Passionate Nutrition, that will be out on the shelves. Now, the thing about this, you might be wondering why I'm going into this story. The thing about this is that this book, it's not just about nutrition. So it'll be part nutrition, it'll be part recipes. But I've been in meltdown mode this week. And the reason I've been in meltdown mode is because part of this book is a memoir. And you're probably also wondering, how could someone so young have a memoir? Why would that be interesting in any way? Well, I've had a pretty crazy life. Actually, in the years that I've been on the planet, there's been quite a bit that's happened, especially in the beginning part of my life. And the funny thing about this is I'm incredibly private. You know, some of my best friends, you know, people that are really close to me in my life often don't know much about my history because, you know, now I look like Pollyanna and walking down the street. People would never have any suspicions or ideas that my life would have been anything but probably being a cheerleader, which was definitely not the case. So now to think of the 6x9 hardback copy of my life story going out there, I've really been struggling. And, you know, we all struggle. And it's something that, you know, we might be able to get our hair done, we might be able to look a certain way, but deep down, we all have our struggles, you know? And so each of us that are out there listening to the show, we have our own struggles, whether it's about body image, whether it's about food choices, you know, knowing what to do, illnesses that we have. You know, it seems like we try to keep it together on the surface. And, you know, a lot of times people have no idea what's going on kind of behind the scenes in our lives and what's taking place. So I want the show to be where you call in with any struggles that you've had, you know, things that you have learned along the way. And it may be related to food choices that you've been making. I mean, I know just earlier today I was working with one of the Passionate Nutrition nutritionists, and we were talking about a new mom. Actually, she's not a new mom. She has a 4-year-old, but she also has a newborn. And we were just talking about the difficulties of her life, you know, in the sense that her 4-year-old is really, really high maintenance. You know, she really needs to watch him pretty much at all times, because if she's not watching him, he can easily hurt his little sister, you know, who's under 6 months. Not necessarily intentionally, but he just has those tendencies. Or he would be a child, you know, that you have to watch most of the time. And so even to think about her getting nutritious food into her life, that's so secondary. You know, she's probably just, the way I visualize her is that she's in a swimming pool or a large body of water, and she's just doing a doggy paddle, you know, trying to keep above the surface. So making really big nutritional changes, that's like saying, okay, you're doing the doggy paddle, you're barely staying above water, now let's do a backstroke. And a lot of times that's just not even possible. So with this idea of nutrition, with this idea of body image, and also thinking that we really all struggle, I mean, regardless of what we look like, we're having our own struggles on a day-to-day basis, and food can definitely be one of them. So please call in with any questions that you have, any things that you would like to bring up that you feel like could really help your life and make it more manageable, you know, make it more you know, comfortable on a day-to-day basis, because food is so foundational to our life. I mean, we all have to eat every day. You know, it's something that regardless of what's going on, we have to fuel our body. So it ends up being it's an important part. And if we don't have time, you know, if we're stressed out, if we're not getting enough sleep because we're nervous, whatever it might be, you know, that's really going to impact our food choices, because maybe we didn't have the time to prepare and bring food with us that day. Then we go out to eat, and maybe, you know, we have to grab something quick on the go. And that food isn't necessarily going to be the most nutritious, or it's probably not going to help us feel our best. So then the cycle continues. You know, it can be this cycle that gets created of, you know, being stressed out, not having the time to prepare food, making choices that don't make our body feel good. So there's things that we can do that can really turn that around. And so I'll give you the call-in number again. It's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. And it's time for us to take a quick break, and I'll be back soon. Really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. Does losing weight feel like a never-ending battle that you just can't win? Or maybe you want to have more energy and improve your health? Well, now you can do it all, and it may be covered by your health insurance. Passionate Nutrition can help you lose weight and look and feel fantastic. It's time for a new dieting approach, not a battle, one that's sustainable, realistic, and good for you. Passionate Nutrition is a custom nutrition-based program from Seattle nutritionist and your host on Passionate Nutrition Radio, Jennifer Adler,
a nationally recognized nutrition consultant for ABC TV's Nightline. Jennifer has designed a breakthrough concept in nutrition and health, nutrition counseling that creates a safe, custom-tailored success plan using fresh foods in easy-to-prepare tasty meals. No gimmicks or expensive supplements. Follow-up sessions help your long-term success. 6 locations and coverage by most insurance plans. For affordable and realistic health and safe weight loss, go to PassionateNutrition.com.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I'll stop the world and melt with you. Be sure to dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of...
Welcome back. You're listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. I'm Jennifer Adler, your host, a nutritionist for more than a decade, and the founder of Passionate Nutrition. We have nutrition counseling offices throughout the greater Puget Sound area. And so today, I'm here to answer any nutrition questions that you have. So I'll give that call-in number again. It's 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. And just going back to earlier, you know, I mentioned that this week has been a little challenging in terms of having emotional meltdowns, mostly in my head, which I guess that's where they tend to happen a lot. But, you know, I think the thing about it is we, especially as adults and being professional adults with successful practices, I think there's, or at least for myself, a feeling of, you know, looking like we've got it all together and we're very accomplished. And I think that that's true. I mean, we need to have a certain level of togetherness to keep a successful business going and to really be successful as a practitioner. And at the same time, you know, there's struggles that we go through. And especially when it comes to, I think, being vulnerable, because we have this idea of what we need to look like or how we need to be, how people perceive us in the world. And it's really another thing that I've been thinking a lot about this week is on Facebook, there was this great post. It was a woman who was she's a news anchor. And this news anchor, I mean, I think of people in the public eye like she is. You know, she goes on TV each day talking about things that are taking place. And this is a woman that's a larger size. And what happened was there was a man that wrote in, you know, he took the time to write this letter into the news station and was just saying that, you know, he watched her show and he was really shocked by her size and that over the years, you know, that she hadn't changed her size and how could she consider herself a role model for people in the community and especially women and girls in the community. And that by choosing to be obese, that really she shouldn't be on TV. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. And maybe some of you saw this Facebook post that it was going around. And what I loved about this was that, one, she tried to laugh it off. But other people at the station, you know, said, no, you know, this wasn't okay. And they posted the letter on Facebook. And what happened was she had this outpouring of support. You know, people that just took the time out of their day to help her feel better about herself. And this posting or this letter that this guy sent in. And so she took the time and she answered this on the air. And she said that this man knows nothing about her. He doesn't know anything about who she is except what he's seeing on the outside. And also what she said was, you think I don't know that I'm overweight? I mean, it's something I look in the mirror every day. It's something I'm completely aware of. This is not new information. And whereas she was very strong and assertive and communicated really well about what was going on with her. I mean, actually watching her rebuttal to this letter that came in, I thought she would be excellent as a politician or just somebody in office. I would love to see more people like her that are just articulate and strong. And she said, so I have thick skin. I'm able to take this letter and, you know, being a news anchor, I've dealt with this my whole life. So this isn't new information. But that kids out there, you know, that that have these types of interactions, whether it's on Facebook or they get somebody that's saying something mean to them on Twitter, and how hurtful that can be, and how we really need to watch out for this type of bullying that's taking place. And how when, you know, as parents, as adults, when there's children around us, so if we're watching something, like if somebody were to say, oh, the fat news anchor, and children hear us refer to someone as being fat, then it's very likely that they're going to go to school the next day and call somebody fat, which, you know, that's hurtful. And so for us as adults to be models, to really model kind, compassionate, loving behavior, and really, you know, to go back to this man's letter that he sent, that it's a choice, the fact that you're choosing to be obese. I mean, I don't think anybody would choose to have the level of discrimination that people that are classified as obese by our doctor's charts get in our culture. I mean, we're such an appearance-focused culture. And, I mean, there's been so many studies related to this in terms of jobs, pay. I mean, there's a lot of discrimination that is done with people based on size. And so the fact that it's a choice, I mean, it's an interesting concept to begin with. Because the other thing is, there's hormones. I mean, our body is genetically hardwired to maintain weight. You know, it's something that our body is all about survival. You know, when we have weight that we've put on, everything about our body is set up to hold on to that weight. Because if there's a famine, if there's a food shortage, you know, things that people have really struggled with throughout history, and if somebody is losing weight too quickly, they could die. So we have all these systems set up in place. I mean, if it was as simple as calories in, calories out, I think just about anybody out there that has dieted more than once knows that that doesn't work. Calories in, calories out is a really oversimplified view of how to lose weight, and not very successful in the long term. And I think it's a setup, especially for women, but probably, you know, just people in general in the U.S. to really feel badly about themselves, because it doesn't work long term. And it typically doesn't work more than once. You know, our body often will respond the first time we diet. But after that, it gets pretty savvy. And it remembers, it says, oh, wait, I've been there and I've seen this happen before. We're not going to let that weight loss happen again. So that's why the first time someone diets, it tends to work. And then after that, it really doesn't. So I loved seeing this news anchor and her response, and just how articulate she was. And you can always go to the Passion in Nutrition Facebook page. I posted it there because I was really, anything I find interesting, any articles or videos, that tends to be where I post them. And it does seem like, in many ways, this is one of those last frontiers in terms of discrimination. You know, we've come so far in terms of ethnicity or sexual orientation or religious, what religion someone is. I mean, I know it definitely depends on what part of the world and what groups we're associating with, but it seems like we've come a long way. And at the same time, when it comes to weight, it seems like it's still very acceptable to have fat jokes, to refer to someone more based on their size than their character. And there's a whole movement around this, which I think is really exciting. And at the same time, we just have so far to go. And I think especially as practitioners, you know, at Passionate Nutrition, we have quarterly meetings where we get together. And this last Sunday was one of our quarterly meetings, and it was on the topic of health at every size. And I think that as practitioners, especially being nutritionists, we have incredible responsibility to make sure that we are loving and compassionate and honoring of any size person that comes in our door. And I know when people are going through training at Passionate Nutrition before they start to see clients, one of the things that gets drilled in over and over and over again is that anybody that walks in our door needs to leave feeling empowered and hopeful and excited, and that the type of plan that we're coming up with for them, it has to be realistic. So if it's a mother with two small children, you know, doing the doggy paddle, trying to stay above water, then we keep any recommendations really simple and provide hope and practical ways for them to manage in their daily life. And I think this has a lot to do with we live in such a shame-inducing culture. you know, I think of that, the news anchor. I mean, that's for her to be in a public eye like that. I mean, she's done a lot of internal work, I would guess, to be confident enough to be in that role. Because we have a very, very shameful culture in many ways. And especially when it comes to food, when it comes to food and body image. You know, it seems like there's a lot of judgment that gets made about what people are eating, what and how, body size. I mean, these are a lot of the first things that come up in conversation or that people talk about. And so as nutritionists, I think a lot of professions in the medical field can perpetuate that shame. You know, some of the comments that I hear that people have gotten from other practitioners, I mean, it's sad. You know, I feel so grateful that a lot of these clients that come in, that they make that choice to come in again. Because if I had had so many bad experiences with healthcare providers, I don't know if I would come in again. Because I wouldn't want to subject myself to that. And people come in that have had a lot of these experiences. Like, I'm actually thinking of my last client yesterday. Or actually, she wasn't my last client, but one of my clients yesterday. And, you know, one of the things that she shared with me was how she would go to the doctor for a rash. You know, she might have a skin rash, and the doctor would talk to her, spend most of the time of the appointment talking with her about her weight and how she needs to lose weight. Now, her weight has absolutely nothing to do with that skin rash. You know, that's not why she came in. But I can see how repeatedly over time, how that would become an issue and how she probably wouldn't want to go to the doctor because she already felt so badly about herself to begin with, that to get that constant reminder and to have somebody talk down to her about her weight again is not something she wants to do. So I think a lot of people of size in our culture end up getting less than optimal medical care because the emphasis gets put onto weight instead of really looking at what's going on for them. You know, what are some barriers to having better health? What can we as practitioners do to help them? And really listening and hearing what they need instead of just having this continual focus on weight, which, I mean, that's like going to buy a car and you just look at the outside and you kick the tires and you never even open up the hood. I mean, it seems like that's how we're viewing people and their health as healthcare practitioners many times. So one of the things that we were talking about at the Passion in Nutrition meeting was really how, as nutritionists, we can change this trend. You know, how we can help people to feel empowered and to feel much better about themselves and their bodies. And what can we do in sessions when we're working with people to help with this process? Because we are in a very powerful role and we need to take that responsibility really to heart and be thoughtful about what we say and our choices and the recommendations that we make with people. So I'm just talking about things that are on my mind and I've been thinking about this week, mostly to fill up time. But what I would love to do is I would love to hear your stories, any experiences you've had, or even any questions or nutrition questions that you would like to share. So I'm going to give you the call-in number again, and then we're going to take a short break, and I hope that you do call in. Our number is 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. So we're going to take a break, and then I'll be right back.
Everybody does want to move to Pittsburgh now. We fell in love with this city while we were on the
Research shows that every parent's concerns about their kids' well-being, from good nutrition to obesity to achievements in school, can be drastically improved by simply eating and chatting around the dinner table. But with mealtime tantrums, conflicting schedules, force feedings, and short-order cooking, this task can seem daunting. Passionate Nutrition offers private consulting and individually tailored nutrition coaching that is often covered by insurance to help your children cultivate a healthy relationship with food that will set them up for lifelong healthy eating. Learn simple tips to nourish your children with balanced, creative, sustainable meal ideas. Our nutritionists can help clarify misinformation about food to reduce the anxiety surrounding meals so that families can connect at mealtimes instead of waging all-out war at the dinner table. For more information, go to PassionateNutrition.com.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, I'm Martha Childress with the Natural Choice Network. Join us every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Each week, we invite leaders from our sustainable community to share their unique visions and valuable insights. You'll learn great tools to make your life greener, healthier, and more sustainable for generations to come. Thank you for making the natural choice. That's the Natural Choice Network every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Please join us.
Thanks for listening to Passionate Nutrition. If you've got a question or topic you'd like Jennifer to address, give us a call live now at 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever.
Welcome back. You're listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. I'm Jennifer Adler, your host and a nutritionist for more than a decade. And I'm here to answer questions that you may have about any nutrition topics. And, okay, so I'll continue with what we were talking about before the break. It seems like, until somebody calls in, our culture, you know, we have such an emphasis on body and weight and how we look. And so what happens is that with this, there's all this pressure. And so this can lead to people doing absolutely whatever it takes to try to fit that ideal. And I know that one of the things that I was looking at earlier today was it was a posting. It was actually one of the other passionate nutritionists that she was sending around. And it was all of these fitness ads and saying things like, don't stop until you're proud. And this picture of this woman with six-pack abs and very photoshopped. And when seeing that, it was really upsetting to me because I thought, don't stop until you're proud. One of the issues we really deal with is people that overexercise. It's a form of an eating disorder. And this ad, you know, it wasn't even a realistic image to begin with. So I'll continue with this in a moment. But first, I want to go with Raul in Seattle. Thank you for calling, Raul.
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Of course, I have a couple of questions. Of course, two questions to one. I'm planning actually to go to your office. Make an appointment, so I'm kind of excited. But I want to know, would you recommend us to go to a naturopath and get some blood work done in general and then go visit, or you think it just will be okay to go and make an appointment?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the nice thing about it is with nutrition, we don't need blood work in order to make changes in your diet to help meet your goals. Now, if somebody has blood work, you know, if you've already gone and you have the blood work, you're welcome to bring it in. But it's not a requirement to coming in. And the interesting thing about it is if we look throughout history, you know, blood work is actually relatively new. And if we look at something like Ayurvedic medicine or Chinese medicine, some of our oldest forms of medicine that we have in the world, you know, blood work isn't necessarily a part of them. Because there's so many things that we can look at. You know, as nutrition counselors, when we're talking with somebody, we look at a lot of interesting things. We're looking at their ears, the client's ears that are coming in, their fingernails, their skin tone. So while this is very different from what you would do in a doctor's office with getting lab work done, this also gives us a lot of information in terms of what types of food recommendations would we make. And so what types of goals do you have for coming in?
Well, I want to basically, I think I'm eat all the organic food, all organic meats and things like that. But I think that I am still reacting to certain foods, and I think I'm doing it partially right. So I want to get the right chemistry going in my digestive system.
Yeah, great. And, you know, I think, did you say in your digestive system?
Right.
That's so smart that you're thinking about that, because it's true. We could be eating organic foods, organic meats, you know, really focusing in on our diet. But unless our digestive system is really strong and we're able to really break down and absorb the nutrients from what we're eating, then we're not doing the benefits that we could from buying all this amazing food.
And I also wanted to ask you, you know, I'm actually very passionate about nutrition as well. That's why I've been listening to the show a lot. Do you, I'm a little older now, I'm 44, and I would love to get some training, a course, or something that somehow I can use in the future. And do you, I know you folks have been in some major training and doctorates and naturopaths and all kinds of stuff. Do you, is there something you might recommend for some of us that are a little bit, you know, they would like to get some training and where that you might address?
You know, that's actually, that's a really good question. I'm excited that you're interested in nutrition. And, you know, one, I think it's never too late to learn. And to put it in perspective, you're 44. I mean, you're young. You know, in our culture, we tend to think of, you know, I'll have somebody that comes in and they say, oh, yeah, I've been a lot more tired. I know I just turned 30, so it might be that I'm just getting older. I think, oh, my gosh, you're 30. You know, it's such a cultural thing, I think, how we view age. You know, if we were in Switzerland and we were hiking, we'd probably get passed by 70 and 80-year-olds. You know, it's yeah. very cultural, I think, how yeah. we view age.
Yeah.
And so one, I think 44, you're incredibly young and you have a lot of healthy years ahead of you, especially being as thoughtful with nutrition as you are. That will give you a benefit in that realm. Now, in terms of training, I mean, it is true. As nutritionists, at Passionate Nutrition, we take insurance. And by taking insurance, then we have master's degrees in nutrition. And that's part of our training of what we do. So that's different. We're learning medical nutrition. But in terms of just learning more about nutrition in general, you know, there's actually, since you're interested, you live in Seattle, there's a nice program. It's a weekend long course that happens, you know, one weekend a month for a period of 2 years that takes place in Portland. And uh-huh. that was actually a program that I helped develop. Is that something like what you're thinking of, or are you thinking more books?
No, I think I have a good set of books and resources. They're mm-hmm. really easy now to do. But in general, it's like a program somewhere I can go study, get tested, and get some kind of certification to allow me to work in the field.
Right. Well, as far as working in the field, so what would happen with that? You would get a certificate, which is great. I mean, and you would learn a lot of information. It would just be different as far as what you can do, you know, with that.
Right.
There,
right.
You know, there's a difference between having a nutrition certification versus getting a master's degree or something like that.
Of course.
Just in terms of, and mostly related to the types of things you can do with clients and the level of insurance billing or just being able to bill insurance, period. But I think that, you know, I can't remember. It's funny. I helped develop the school and this whole program, but I'm not remembering the name of it offhand. If you wanted to email me, I can look it up on my computer and I can give you the name of it.
Yeah, of course.
And it is in Portland. It's not here, but I don't know of any actually in the Seattle area mm-hmm. that aren't degree type of programs.
Mm-hmm. I find myself talking about nutrition all the time, telling people, not telling what to do, but I get questions a lot because somehow I keep myself lean, and it seems to work. So my example is me, but I want to learn so I can really put this into use.
That's great. And the fact that people are asking you questions, I mean, it shows that you're walking your talk. You know, you're an example that people really look up to and want to learn from. And so by getting more training, the good thing about that is everybody is unique. So what works for your body, I mean, it sounds like you've really found a match for what makes you stay lean, what makes you feel good. But that's going to be very different for other people.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because everybody is really unique. So whereas the same things that you're doing, if a coworker is asking you about it, you know, it may not be a match for their body type.
Right. I love the emotional part as well, how that plays a role. So I'm all about, you know, discovering absolutely everything there is to, for, you know, a holistic type of a coach. I love that idea.
Yeah, and that's great that you're tying in. It sounds like you're interested in digestion, you're interested in the emotional part, and nutrition. And that's basically, those are the three pillars. Because, I mean, actually, the emotional component that goes into digestion and nutrition is huge. Like, there was a study, that I think really illustrates this and is fascinating. There was a group of women that were divided in half, and half of them got a chemotherapy drug and the other half of them got a placebo drug. So they just got a sugar pill. Of the women that got the sugar pill, 40% of them lost their hair. Now, isn't that amazing to think about? So, you know, they believed that they were taking a chemotherapy drug. You know, they believed that they were going to lose their hair, and therefore they did. So think of how much, you know, that emotional component can play into, you know, our digestion and our health, what we even believe about what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Have you found that for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. There's that undercurrent part of our subconscious mind that is really when we don't know what's affecting us, it also plays another role. But yeah, absolutely. You know, our thoughts and everything else, how it affects our life directly. If we can address it in every single way, it's pretty important. At least I'm very passionate about all those topics.
Yeah, that's great. So any other nutrition questions that you have while you're on the line?
None of this moment. I think that I would love to meet you in person, but thank you for what you do. I really love to hear your conversations all of that.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, great. And so this sounds like a nice stopping point. So I'll go ahead and take another break. And our call-in number is 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 5569. And please call in with any nutrition questions you have, and I'll be right back.
Passionate Nutrition offers a whole food and whole person approach to your health and wellness. Whether you're struggling with extra weight, low energy, or just want to feel your absolute best, Jennifer Adler and her Passionate Nutrition team are trained to help you every step of the way, from cooking to nutrition counseling. Located in 6 locations throughout the greater Seattle area, Passionate Nutrition has an office that's close to you. Visit PassionateNutrition.com to learn more about the nutrition services they provide, or give them a call at 206-595-0376.
Hi, I'm Martha Childress with the Natural Choice Network. Join us every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Each week, we invite leaders from our sustainable community to share their unique visions and valuable insights. You'll learn great tools to make your life greener, healthier, and more sustainable for generations to come. Thank you for making the natural choice. That's the Natural Choice Network every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Please join us.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information. Thanks for listening to Passionate Nutrition. If you've got a question or topic you'd like Jennifer to address, give us a call live now at 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW.
More choices, more topics, more shows, one station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. I'm Jennifer Adler, your host and a nutritionist for more than a decade, and I'm here to answer any nutritional questions that you may have. And talking to Raul, it brings up an interesting question, because, you know, he was wondering if he needs to bring in blood work before he comes in or if he can just come in directly. And let me just go through a little bit about what we do as nutrition counselors, because it's a profession we often don't know about. You know, we know that when we go to the doctor, what happens, you know, we have a pretty clear idea of what that looks like. So a nutrition counseling appointment, it's typically about 50 minutes long. You know, you come in, and at first, it's just asking a lot of questions, you know, about your goals, what a typical day is like for you, what time do you wake up, what do you eat, and going through the day in terms of what you eat and when, what time do you go to sleep, how is your sleep, what types of cravings do you have? That's actually a really important question to find out. You know, what is your stress level, your energy? You know, what do you like? What do you dislike? Because in this whole time of going through these questions, what is your relationship with food? And also, the nutrition counselor is looking at the physical cues, like what I was mentioning with Raul, in terms of what is our skin tone like? What is somebody's hair like or their nails? This gives really important information as to what's going on nutritionally for somebody. And then after that, the nutrition counselor takes all that information and really puts it together into a plan as far as dietary changes that we can make. And you know, the amazing thing that I've been, that's interesting to me over and over again, is that we're creatures of habit. So I'll have a client that I worked with, say, in 2003, and they'll come in 2013, and they'll go through a typical day of eating, and it's almost the same. So we're creatures of habit. So when we make dietary changes and they stick for a long time, and it can make changes long-term in our health. So I'll continue with that in a moment, potentially, but now I'd love to go to Sue in Bothell. Sue, thank you for calling Passionate Nutrition Radio.
Oh, sure. Thank you. I just turned my car off.
Oh, great. So did you have a question?
Well, I do. I think it was you I was listening to, and you were talking about the gut.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. I love the gut.
And flora or something in the gut.
That... Yeah.
So I went online. Long story short, there are some pills. Like there was flora, something that starts with an F. Or would you recommend those, or does it need to be foods?
You know, Sue, I'm really glad. Yeah, I'm so glad you called with this question, because this is one that comes up a lot. So when we're talking about the flora or the gut bacteria that we have, and just for those that are maybe didn't hear that show, we have about 3.5 to 5 pounds of bacteria in our gut, in our digestive tract. And actually, our bacteria outnumber our cells by about 10 times. And these bacteria, this is what creates serotonin. You know, about 95% of the serotonin for our brain comes from this bacteria in our gut. This is what helps our immune system. It's what helps with digestion. So Sue, I'm really glad you're thinking about this, because it's a foundational piece of health. Now,
well, I had no idea. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, please. You had no idea.
I had no idea until I heard you talking about it, and I thought, "Oh my God!"
Yeah,
you know,
it's amazing.
I didn't realize the impact on your health that the gut has.
Absolutely, I know. Sue, it's incredible, and I feel like there will be more and more information that gets out there about this. But there's even studies that say that the type of bacteria we have is more of an indicator of our weight than how many calories we eat.
Really?
Yes. I mean, this bacteria is foundational to our health.
Yeah, it's amazing. I so appreciated that I caught your show or your program and heard about that, because, like I said, I had no idea. So
yeah.
Anyhow, go ahead. Sorry.
So in terms of the pills versus food, you can definitely do the pills. And there's different levels of quality with the pills, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, what people have done throughout history, and just also Passionate Nutrition philosophy, is that we use food. You know, we're not recommending supplements or pills to people. We really work with food.
Mm-hmm.
And there tends to be a lot of power in getting the food sources of things. So even if you did decide to take the pills, or even if you were working with another practitioner and they recommended the pills, you can do that. But at the same time, I would include the food sources. And it doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, that's the great news about this. If you had 2 tablespoons of sauerkraut a day, that would be enough.
Okay. You so got me on this kick. I mean, I did. I looked up sauerkraut. Then I looked up how to make sauerkraut. And then, you know, a whole vat of sauerkraut for me by myself. So that really is good to hear. So you could, so I could buy sauerkraut, correct? I
mean, you could. Yeah. And actually, that's what I would recommend. I mean, unless you're somebody who's really interested and wants to make it yourself, I mean, you definitely can, but you don't have to. That's the good news. So you can buy sauerkraut or you could buy kimchi.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or it sounds like you don't like kimchi.
Well, I give it a try, I guess. But sauerkraut, I know I like sauerkraut.
Then stick with sauerkraut. You know, the goal is with our food that we like it. So I don't want you to have to suffer through anything.
Right. But and may I ask you one other quick question? Because I do, you've got a number of locations, I was hearing. What's the closest location you might have to Bothell?
Oh, to Bothell. Well, you know, actually, we're going to have a Woodinville office sometime soon. That's on the radar. But let's see, Bothell. That would be, the closest one, I believe, would be Redmond.
Oh, that'd be great. And
or there's Shoreline, too. It would be Shoreline, or Redmond. Yeah, those would
be... I work in Redmond. That'd be great. Okay.
Yeah, so Redmond would probably be the best. And actually, Redmond, I'm not sure if it's up on our website yet. It should be, but we... because that's the most recent one that we've added.
Okay.
And another one, Sue... Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to ask?
No. Well, I was going to ask you if everyone that works there are that their philosophy and everything is the same as yours.
Yeah, that's a good question. So our philosophy, yes. You know, we all come from the core values in terms of we use food as medicine. You know, we listen to people to find what's going to be the best match for them.
Yeah, that's important. Okay.
Right, because it has to be practical. I mean, that's the thing. We're so overwhelmed in our life as it is. You know, we don't need something else that's going to be stressful.
Yeah, gosh, and the listening is so important. I went to a nutritionist once many, many years ago. I'm old enough to be probably your grandmother. And, you know, the nutritionist was not really listening to what I was trying to say because long story short, I didn't go again and went right back to my almond Hershey candy bars.
Right. I'm glad you bring that up because it's really important listening and really hearing what people say and even hearing what people are saying without the words even, you know, like what are people really saying? I mean, that might sound strange, but listening behind the words is really important.
Right, along with the body language and facial expressions. It all.
Exactly.
All adds up.
And, you know, actually I was thinking about it. So Bothell, I'm not sure if Mill Creek would be closer to.
Do you have a place in Mill Creek?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
You know, my geography it takes me a little bit to figure out where. Now, I also wanted to mention that, you know, you like sauerkraut, which is wonderful, but another thing that could be a good option too is kefir. I mean, have you ever tried kefir? Are you familiar with it?
I don't know. No. I saw that on a list of things to eat to help the flora.
Right.
But I don't know what it is.
So kefir it's different in terms of bacteria, but it's really a lot like a drinkable yogurt. But yogurt is the one that gets a lot of publicity in terms of having probiotics or having this gut bacteria in it. But actually kefir has a lot more bacteria than yogurt has. And it's kind of user-friendly. I mean, everybody has different preferences. You know, some people sauerkraut works really well for. But some people, something like kefir works well because you can buy the bottle and then just pour a glass of it. And even with that, like when we talked about sauerkraut, we talked about, you know, 2 tablespoons.
Right.
Now, you can have more if you want. But with kefir, I mean, even having half a cup a day can be really helpful.
Is it, I'm not a big yogurt person.
Okay, then maybe sauerkraut is your best choice.
Okay. Have you heard of, it's called Good Belly?
Good Belly, yes. So that's also marketed for this gut bacteria.
Right.
And you can definitely use that. It's very sweet. It's just not a traditional form. You know, I guess one of the things at Passionate Nutrition is we tend to stick with foods that have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to be a little costly.
Yeah.
So it's up to you, but it's definitely, it's another one that could work. So it's, the goal is finding what's a good match, like what fits with your taste preferences and also with your lifestyle.
Right. Well, my lifestyle is lazy. My taste preferences are sugar. But other than that, I'm right on.
Well, you might just need more gut bacteria. You know, when we crave sugar, a lot of times that can be a sign that our gut bacteria is off, like that we don't have enough.
Well, I promise that my gut bacteria is way off. I know that. I can, just by listening again to that program where you were talking about it, a number of points that you were making, I was driving and I thought, oh my gosh, I have got a barren gut of flora. There is no flora probably to be found in my gut. You couldn't put a bouquet together, I'm sure.
Well, the good news about this is, you know, to go ahead and get this bacteria built back up. I mean,
yeah, and that's what I'm going to do.
I mean, that's the great thing about our bodies. I mean, even if you have a barren, you know, you don't have any gut bacteria right now, the good news is our bodies are always striving towards health.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be healthy. So when you start giving your body more of what it needs and what it really wants, it's going to respond.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky, huh?
Yeah, we really are. I mean, our bodies are resilient.
Well, my body had to be to put up with me. I figure that the majority of my life I have spent eating stuff that my taste buds and my emotions like, and so I guess I should be nice to my body the last few years.
Well, it's about moderation. You know, we have those things, you know, those are once-in-a-while foods, but then we have our everyday foods, you know, so it's not about getting rid of those completely. It's just that those aren't our mainstays.
Right.
Now, one thing, Sue, just as you start including more of the bacteria, you know,
right,
but with sauerkraut or kefir or whatever it is that you end up adding, just know that initially you could have some gassiness.
Yes. I'm sorry. I've been reading about it since hearing you, and that was one thing that they talk about, but you know,
right?
Nothing new to me.
Well, and if that's already going on, that's probably a sign that your bacteria could potentially already be off. You know, if we get gassy or bloated, sugar cravings, just digestive woes.
I got them all.
Right. So at first, it's like a little war takes place in your gut. You know, as these bacteria come in, and they start cleaning up shop. You know, and so with that, there can be an increase in gas and bloating. But just know that over time, you know, really, and we're talking about a few weeks, that should be much, much better. And sometimes, actually, with including more of these probiotic foods, people can notice almost immediate changes, you know, immediate in terms of nutrition, like in a week, having less bloating or less gassiness or less sugar cravings.
Yeah, that really sounds like it would feel really good, not just physically, but also mentally, because, you know, I drive myself crazy with this, just like a lot of people I know. I am not going to have 4 almond Hershey's today, and then once I'm done with 3 of them, you know, like, oh, that's right, I wasn't going to have any today.
Right, and we tend to have a lot of guilt and beat ourselves up when a lot of times there can be physiology there. So, and we can talk more about that, but thank you so much, Sue, for calling in. Okay, and thank you for listening to Passionate Nutrition Radio. And to learn more about Passionate Nutrition, you can go to passionatenutrition.com. And thank you, and please call in with your questions next week. I jump up and-